This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We know there's a peaceful Black Lives Matter protest taking place in Aledo on Saturday. Another one in the Mercer County area is coming up Thursday, being organized at Sherrard Park. And one of the people that's helping organize that is Miranda Mendoza, graduate of Sherrard High School. So first up, kind of tell us the idea behind bringing something like this to a small town.
Well, I think our goal with doing this is that in big cities, there's already a lot of diversity that people are seeing all the time. It's very much in your face and a part of your everyday life. And in small rural communities, specifically in the Midwest, that's not really the case. And I feel like there can be a lot of misinformation about what movements like this actually are trying to accomplish. And we just thought a group of graduates from Sherrard got together and just decided that this is something that we need to bring to our community in order to pass on good information to people, real, true information that they can see and really understand.
I know when we talked to the two kids in Aledo that are Mercer County High School students that are organizing the one for Saturday in Aledo, you know, some of the social media criticism was, why are you trying to start up trouble? What do you want, rioters and looters in this town? Why you got to do that in a small little town like Aledo? So I know you're going to get that same type of question in Sherrard, and then also those extreme opinions are going to be, what, you hate local police? So when you hear, you're going to hear that type of criticism, right? So what is your response to that, I guess?
My response to that is exactly what I was talking about before, where there needs to be awareness about what this movement actually is. So we don't hate the police. We think the police do a wonderful job, but there is systemic racism that is happening and infiltrates even into the smallest communities. People of color, you can look at cases far and wide, are treated differently and much harsher than white people. I mean, it's just fact at this point, you know? And we want to bring a level of awareness to small communities about people of color's life situations living within these communities. I mean, I identify as a woman of color. I grew up in Sherrard amongst mostly white students, and I don't think that people in small communities realize what that means and the experiences that I've had, you know. And it's very easy to just say, oh, that doesn't happen in our community, and just pretend like it doesn't exist because we don't live in big cities where things are happening all the time, you know. So, I mean, the point of this issue and the point of this protest is to bring to light that there are people of color living in these communities. There are small acts of or big acts of racism happening, and to just call to action our police force to take responsibility for that nationwide systemic racism and to make sure that it's not happening in our small communities.
In your event, I know Miranda set for Thursday. So have you heard much feedback on it yet?
We have had a little bit of feedback, and it's really interesting because it's people that I went to school with that I knew personally. And, you know, they were raised a certain way and they were raised to believe certain things, and they're inundated with media that only tells them one certain thing. And this is just giving us more fuel to go out and spread the positive message that we have, which is equality.
All right, Miranda Mendoza, anything else you need to say about the event you have coming up on Thursday?
I would say the only other thing that I want to add is that people don't need to come out and hold a sign and scream and yell. They can just simply come out to listen. Our event is going to have a book reading for children. This is a very family-friendly event. We are in no way trying to stir up trouble, if that's what people are thinking. This is an awareness event just, we want everybody to be heard and we want everything to be safe. And we just invite people to come out and listen and maybe learn something new.